This is All Things Considered on 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. A group of scientists is suing the EPA over a new policy that forbids them from serving on its science advisory board if they're receiving funding from the administration. Robin Wilson is an associate professor of risk analysis and decision science at Ohio State, and she's one of those scientists. She joins me now. Hi, Robin.
Hi, Claire.
Give us a thumbnail of what brought us up into this point. You were serving on the board and then received an email asking for your resignation. What happened next?
Yeah, that's correct. So I was serving on the board for about 2 years when this fall Pruitt established this new directive that you mentioned that said that there was a conflict of interest between individuals in advisory positions in the agency and having had funding from the agency. So they basically said anyone who currently has funding, so it applies to current funding, could no longer serve in an advisory position. And so I received a phone call saying I was one of these people in this position where I was within my term on the board, but I would have to either give up my grant or step down from the board. And so I ended up refusing to step down from the board. So I did that and then ended up becoming part of a lawsuit that was filed just before Christmas.
Why are you and the other scientists filing this lawsuit?
I really see it as a defense of science. I don't really see it as something that benefits me at the end of the day. If we are successful in overturning the directive, it would probably be too late for me to return to the board anyways, as my normal term will end. It'd be this coming September.
If that's the case, what are you suing for?
To overturn the directive. That's really the goal of the case, is just simply to get rid of that directive, because they've now basically said that we've previously identified you as some of the best and the brightest and the most capable individuals to help us solve our problems. But now that we've identified you as that, we don't want your advice anymore. And to me, that just makes no sense. So I just see that as a threat to what the agency is supposed to do, which is to make science-informed decisions about how to protect public health.
The EPA says this directive is an effort to combat conflicts of interest. That seems like a reasonable and important protection when it comes to science policy in the country. Why do you disagree?
Oh, yeah, and I think you're absolutely right. It does sound very reasonable. And in fact, if you read the language in the directive, I don't think anyone would disagree with how it's framed. It's definitely framed as an effort to increase diversity on the board, to make sure that people aren't beholden to certain sorts of value systems, right, or to certain institutions or organizations. And that all sounds really great. But when you dig into a little bit further, there's a couple really important points. One is that we already have pretty extensive conflict of interest procedures on the board. And so prior to us getting involved in any sort of review of agency actions or commenting at all on even the science behind the sorts of things the agency is considering, we have to declare any potential conflict of interest, and we can be removed from that discussion. So we already have these procedures in place to avoid that. The second kind of interesting point is that they've excluded particular people from this. So they've, one, in the directive specifically said that if you're a government employee, this doesn't apply to you. So they're saying that as, for instance, in my case, an academic scientist, I'm receiving funding, I can't be objective, but I have partners that work in county-level government, state-level government, who also receive funding from the agency, and the directive isn't applying to them. And so there's some real inconsistency in how it's being applied. And then on top of that is a lot of the individuals that have been brought onto the board in these past several months, kind of the October-November timeframe, are actually individuals who have very strong industry ties. And again, there's been no discussion of whether or not that, you know, is a potential conflict of interest, that essentially they are then providing advice to an agency that regulates them and who could potentially cost them a lot of money.
What happens next?
That is a great question. What happens next is we wait to see how the agency responds to the lawsuit, and we've heard nothing yet back about that, so we're kind of waiting to see what those next steps will be, and then I'm just committed to staying involved and doing what I see as my small part to defend science in the policy process, and hopefully, in particular, you know, down the road, allow other independent scientists to be involved. And I think, you know, I'm doing this as an individual, not as a representative of Ohio State. But I also think it's important when we think about, you know, we're here in Columbus and I work at the Ohio State University, and part of our mission as a land-grant institution is to make sure that our science is used in thoughtful ways in policy and decision-making and management. Anything that prevents, you know, OSU scientists and other scientists from being able to do that is a real threat, I think, to the mission of those universities.
Robin Wilson, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Robin Wilson is an associate professor of risk analysis and decision science at Ohio State University. She is one of many scientists suing the EPA over a new policy that forbids them from serving its science advisory board.